I've been quiet for a while now. It's 'cause I've been deep in doing taking my courses, and I finished a course on the Old Testament, and right now I'm actually going through reading the entire Old Testament. So it's like God's law is the Old Testament and the New Testament is God's grace. And it's the same ending, but the expectations are not as harsh, because after Jesus was crucified, we received God's grace. And so, but it's interesting to read the beginning, because you're not going to understand the middle and the end if you don't read the beginning. And so I listened to the Bible from the beginning. I finished everything up to, I finished Leviticus, and now I'm going to go into Acts. So I just I mean, when it's being described as the greatest story ever told, it truly and actually is. There's so many nuances to the Bible that can relate to anyone and everyone. And it just makes it, it's just fascinating how you can take things from the beginning and, correlate it to where we are now, and you see that even in the Bible was a constant struggle, and to this day it's still a struggle. And I think it's because we're still not listening. I believe we make things harder on ourselves. And when we do this, there are consequences. So who knows how long it's gonna take, but for us to finally get it right. But I know that Jesus will return once again. Just being here as God, and then coming here as God sending his only son in human form to experience us as humans. And he will return. I really believe he will return. And with faith, you'll get to the final rest, where just being in paradise throughout eternity, judgment day. So I just really think these stories are very, very eye-opening and interesting, and it actually shapes and molds you from the inside out. Every story, you get a little bit of something. I just find it amazing. I mean, just what God's grace and his word, how it could just change you in an instant. I mean, you can, and you just hope that people will just stop rejecting him so they can receive God's grace and glory, and just to have faith. God is only requirement to enter the kingdom of heaven is to not sin. Of course, we're all sinners, so we're going to sin, but repentance is important. You repent your sins, and to just stop making the same mistake over and over and over again, to learn whatever lessons God has taught you to get you through that season of sinning, and just to apply it to your everyday life and to share with others, to share his word. And if I would encourage anyone, I would encourage you to just read the Bible. Just read it. For me, I have a Bible, but I listen to it through my Bible app. That's how I'm me reading something, I would have to read it over and over again to understand it. So listening to the story, I'm able to retain the information and understand it better. I also, of course, I'm in prayer every day, and learning from Bible studies and learning from, what time is it? Is that Bible study tonight? And learning from the Bible plans and the Bible app, and seeking answers, whether it be through Google and through other what other experts say, and to help me to better understand verses. Or of course, I watch movies based on the Bible. I just finished watching Moses series on Netflix, and it was absolutely amazing. And it reminded me, because I had just finished reading Exodus recently. So my idle time is not the devil's workshop. My idle time is God's playground. Because every time I have some time, I'll just listen to the Bible or watch a movie based on the Bible. I also listen to and watch movies based on the Roman Empire and just God's battle against emperors and pharaohs. And just the history of what God had to battle, and you know, battle as far as pharaohs and leading his people free. So everything is amazing in this. In Moses, I loved how they put in the verse, like the scene that you would get to, that attached it to the verse that it actually came from. So I mean, to read the Old Testament is very interesting, and you get to Leviticus, and you get to, it's actually Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. Leviticus and Numbers. There's another one I read. When it talks about God's laws. And so that's where I am now. I'm in a lot of God's laws, and you know, yeah, Leviticus, actually Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. Those three books are intertwined together. So I'm up to Numbers, and which is the last of that series, and then I get into, I think, Deuteronomy. So after I finished my section on the Old Testament, I made a decision to actually read the whole Old Testament before I'm going to move on to the next section, which is, I think it's like Heart of a Lion. But I think I have to go through every book in the Bible in order to really understand what's God's purpose was from day one, from the creation to Adam and Eve, to the crucifixion of his only son, and the resurrection, and returning once again. No one will ever know what God's true intention is. But getting a better understanding of the direction that we're going in, and having faith, and how far faith will take you, is changing me from the inside out. It's changing my desires and my commitment, and just my path. is guiding me to God's purpose for me even before I was born. And I'm not saying I'll ever get to that purpose, because I don't know what that is. I just know that the path that I'm on now is a good path and is helping me to become a better person. And even with God's word, I'm also going to therapy, because to learn how to interact with people, the more human part of it, because we all like God's disciples, and God creates doctors and therapists and all to assist us on this journey. And then you have his word in the Bible, which is the ultimate learning tool to becoming more godlike, which is something we'll never be, but just trying to get as close as possible in regards to how you deal with people and situations and spread God's word. So I'm actually enjoying this journey that I'm on, and I'm enjoying like all of the lights coming on in different areas of my mind and my heart, and you know, my social skills and how I deal with people. And I just know that as long as I stay focused and keep the faith, and you know, keep doing his work, and in any capacity, then I'm headed in the right direction. So I'm really enjoying this. I enjoyed Moses. I enjoyed or the other movies I've been watching in regards to our history. I just watched what is her name? I can't believe I'm forgetting. It's the Regina King movie that she was just in. The woman from Barbados. What is her name? I can't remember it. Anyway, I just watched her story and I lost it. I'm hoping it will pop up on Netflix, but I cannot remember. Let's get this. Shirley Chisholm. Couldn't remember that name, because I'm also interested in our history. Just trying to get past these generational curses that this, and it takes more than one person. It takes an army of his disciples to get closer to him, so we can change the world. But you know, the devil is busy, but God is busier, and I'm just glad that I've chosen faith, and how my life is so much more fulfilled and has more purpose and meaning, and is better, and regardless of how I'm living in a room in someone else's home, I'm still blessed. And you know, I'm blessed, so I'm just thankful to God, and I'm just praying for everyone, and just happy and that God is in my life, and I just hope that God is in your life too. And I'm just very thankful, and God bless, and God bless, and God is so good. Thank you for listening.